Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An historic development in the Middle East with the release of these 20 remaining surviving individuals held in Hamas captivity for more than 2 years. We're going to be talking about this incredible development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, I remember 2 years ago watching the horrendous ravage on these people, these young people that were out there celebrating at this peace rally, dancing, having very joyful, and then this Hamas terrorist group just came and started killing, kidnapping them. It was awful. But finally now, after more than 2 years, the remaining 20 hostages have been released. And our president of peace, Donald Trump, has helped make this happen. He has negotiated with this horrific terrorist organization to bring peace to Israel. This is very significant, not only in world history, but biblical history.
This is classic peace through strength, which is a phrase that came from Ronald Reagan. He wanted to have peace through strength, showing strength. Donald Trump came into office the second time, showing strength and resolve that he was actually, you know, tempered and actually, I think, prepared for in between his two terms in office when they tried to literally take him out financially and even end his life, prepared for this moment to be able to show total resolve and tell Hamas they had no choice. If they did not release these hostages, they would be obliterated. Now the hostages are released, and it's an amazing sight, Holly. We've seen these videos of these. All these were males that survived the 20. There are other people that are coming back in coffins that did not survive captivity.
Now, some have been released earlier. There were some females that were hostages.
There were some females that were released earlier. Now, I will say this is very, very traumatic for people. I know there was one male just about a few days before the hostage release committed suicide. Mm-hmm. He was someone who actually saw his girlfriend murdered in front of his face by Hamas. And I think the overwhelming grief of this, just he wasn't able to handle it. A mother, also the same thing, having her son gone, her child gone, ended up taking her own life as well.
Look at the videos of those who have been reunited with their families.
It's amazing.
You can't help but get choked up.
Well, you see the children reunited with their parents, the two twins, brothers that were reunited. They hadn't seen each other in over 2 years.
Didn't know if they'd ever see them.
No, the boyfriend and girlfriend that hadn't seen each other for 2 years. It just brings tears to your eyes, and it really makes you realize how horrible Hamas is and this Islamic ideology that brutalizes individuals made in the very image of God, in this case, does so simply because they don't subscribe to the Islamic ideology. These are Jews, these are Israelis, and they wanted to wipe them out, and they did horrendous things. But the good news is that they have no more bargaining power.
Right.
The hostages are home. And my goodness, we have to pray for their physical and emotional recovery, because imagine being captive for over 2 years, held primarily in tunnels, away from family and away from communication.
No sunlight, very little food. I saw one of the young men had to dig his own grave. Fortunately, he survived.
Yeah, remember the video of this guy? He was emaciated.
Yeah.
They showed him digging his own grave.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's been released. Amazing that he survived.
But I did see a dad who was very sick, and he couldn't walk and he couldn't talk.
He jumped out of the wheelchair.
And so he that was his goal. He was going to see his son come home. And so he worked very hard, and he was able to greet and walk to his son when he came home.
Yeah, he came out.
It gives me chills just talking about it.
Stood up out of the wheelchair.
Yeah.
To hug his son.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So we just thank the Lord mm-hmm. for this incredible development. And Donald Trump, I don't know if you saw his speech at the Knesset. He received probably the longest standing ovation of anyone ever in the history of the Knesset in Israel.
And he earned it. Absolutely.
And if anyone deserves the Nobel Peace Prize, if they would stop politicizing right. it would certainly be President Donald Trump.
The president of peace for sure.
Well, the amazing thing is that we will be in Israel very soon. We were originally scheduled to go to Israel. The last trip was scheduled in October, early November of 2023. And of course, October 7 happened and we had to cancel. We had two buses. One of the buses was a busload of Christian lawmakers from around the country. And that all had to be canceled. And so this is our first trip leading a group of people back to Israel right on the eve of this mm-hmm. incredible development where the hostages are freed. And now continue to pray regarding the future of Gaza, because the problem isn't just Hamas. You know, we saw Hamas on October 7, but not all those people were quote unquote Hamas. They were Palestinians. That's their self-identified term. Living in Gaza, that subscribe to this Islamic ideology. And how you can see that is when these people were brought back into Gaza. You remember that? Where the girl was brought back into Gaza on the back of the pickup truck. Mm-hmm. She's dead. And they're celebrating and they're hitting her dead body. That's the ideology that has been trained in these kids that are now young men. From birth, the ideology to hate Jews, hate Israelis, and to kill them.
It's demonic.
It's demonic.
Bottom line, it's demonic.
So, you know, when we talk about the future of Gaza, there can be no armament. It has to be a total demilitarization of Hamas. That's part of the negotiating criteria as well. And they can't rebuild and be in a situation where they can do the same thing again. They have to be totally dismantled. And it's not just in Gaza, by the way, because we've seen other skirmishes, uprisings in other parts of Israel where you have Palestinian populations, where you have these young men who are radicalized to kill. That has to be addressed, and I know Israel certainly is doing so. Iran has to be addressed. And of course, since Donald Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu worked together, Iran has faced a significant setback when we sent our B-2 bombers over to Iran to take out some of their nuclear reactors. So there's a lot of issues that are on the table. But I am so glad that President Donald Trump is a man for such a time mm-hmm. as this to come in, show strong leadership of the United States, and show strong leadership with regards to our ally Israel, and strong leadership in the Middle East that would help temper some of this radical Islamic ideology.
And, you know, I really believe for such a time as this, I mean, if the election hadn't been stolen from Donald Trump last time and we went through all that horrendous administration, but now we see God's hand of mercy of what's happening now as a result, he wouldn't have been in office. This wouldn't have happened. So there's always a purpose he has for
us. You
know,
it's the same thing. What Genesis 50, mm-hmm. we say that a lot. Genesis 50, yeah. 20, what they intended for evil, God intended for good. If it were our writing of the script, Donald Trump would have been in office as the next president immediately after his first term. But that didn't happen, and we had 4 years of Biden and Harris. And as a result of that, Donald Trump was targeted. He was nearly assassinated, and all those
twice, yeah.
Yeah, combined together to make Donald Trump what he is today, prepared him in a more significant way, and I think even brought him closer to God and to realize that God Absolutely. Has preserved his life for a reason. for these significant developments that he's been able to lead, not only in the United States, but around the world.
You know, and the Israeli president even referred to him as Cyrus.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the Cyrus.
It's amazing. So Liberty Counsel produces a lot of resources regarding Israel, Hamas, and some of the other issues that are critical to Israel and the Middle East. For more information, you can visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.